Hello, everyone. Welcome to E-Commerce Deep Dive. This month, I'll be covering Amazon news and trends for the month just wrapped, February 2022. I'm Nate Hogel, Senior Director of Client Data and Resource Management here at Orca Pacific, covering the latest news and notes for you. Let's jump right in with this month's updates. To start, we have four general updates, and then we'll jump down to a single update in catalog and our content sections, one each in those, and then two advertising updates to finish us up for the month. To get started in our general category, Amazon sues fake review brokers. Last month, in their news blog, Amazon announced they have sued a list of fake review brokers that have profited off the platform by creating false, misleading, and fraudulent reviews in exchange for money or free products. The target of these lawsuits are two major fake review brokers, AppSally and Rebatist, who have misled shoppers on multiple digital retail platforms in addition to Amazon. To restate here, Amazon strictly prohibits incentivized review aggregation and fake reviews on their site and on their product pages, and has an army of machine learning technology alongside a list of skilled investigators whose sole role is to detect, prevent, and remove fake and incentivized reviews. Amazon has more than 10,000 employees around the world protecting its store from fraud and abuse in a variety of different initiatives, including fake reviews, and on average receives about 30 million reviews per week. So this recently announced legal action really demonstrates the determination and resources that Amazon has allocated to these efforts in maintaining integrity on their platform. And they've won dozens of similar injunctions in the past. High-level advertising update that we put in our general section, but worth talking about in this group. Amazon advertising passes $30 billion in annual run rate. It was announced last month that during Q3 2021, Amazon advertising surpassed a $30 billion annual run rate and saw $9.7 billion in ad revenue during Q4 2021 alone. To try and frame the size of Amazon's advertising arm at this scale, is eight times the size of Snapchat's entire business and nearly seven times the size of Twitter. The size and rate at which Amazon advertising has grown can really be attributed to Amazon's position as the global go-to starting point for online shoppers looking to make a purchase, perform product research, or to simply browse the digital shelf. This behavior then was exacerbated by the ongoing global pandemic, which acted as a catalyst in 2020 and 2021, spiking traffic and thus the number of advertisers looking to convert for their products. So this increase in activity and competition directly drives up cost per click rates, and thus revenue for Amazon increases at a similar rate. All signals point to this to continue in 2022. And really was a noteworthy and newsworthy announcement from February to bring up to the group. Amazon announced that they more than doubled base pay for corporate employees. So announced last month, Amazon will boost maximum base pay for corporate and tech workers from $160,000 to $350,000 in an effort to increase total compensation to help with recruitment of top talent and to retain current employees. This move brings Amazon's base pay more in line with other big tech giants, including Google, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft. And the traditional compensation components that Amazon had leveraged historically, including stock options and cash compensation paid out over a period of a few years, will remain in place. This move was announced citing an increase in competition for tech talent, as well as increased inflation fears. Amazon announced closing all physical bookstores. So Amazon confirmed last month that it will be closing all 68 locations of its Amazon Books retail stores, which were a part of its initial shift into brick and mortar strategies. In addition, Amazon will be shuttering its two four-star stores as well as all of its pop-up stores in addition to the Amazon Books closures. This move can really be seen as a consolidation of its brick and mortar efforts, as Amazon's recently revealed new physical experiences with Amazon Style concept stores, which will be released and rolled out later this year. Additional Amazon Go stores, which continue to be announced and opened, as well as hundreds of physical Whole Foods stores, which are, of course, scattered around the country. The Amazon bookstores were originally launched in 2015, And just later that year, Amazon announced its purchase of Whole Foods, which just drastically shifted the entire brick-and-mortar footprint and strategy for Amazon. We expect to hear more shifting in the brick-and-mortar strategies throughout 2022, and we expect many more announcements in that space. Moving to the catalog section of our updates for February 2022, new feature within Amazon Transparency to provide customer return data. So if you're a brand owner and currently utilizing Amazon's transparency service, you can now get detailed insights into customer returns through a new feature in Amazon's transparency service. Return Analytics, which is the name of the new service, will provide comprehensive customer return data about your enrolled products at the manufacturing batch or lot level. This information can help identify supply chain trends and address issues that affect customer trust. If you'll recall, Transparency is a service Amazon provides that allows for product serialization that helps manufacturers authenticate and protect their products against counterfeit and fraud. This new announcement is just another robust feature in this noteworthy Amazon service and really ties into the fraud and integrity conversation that we began the news and notes podcast this month with. It's really part and parcel to the same efforts. Moving to the content section this month, a new brand story A+ module. So last month, Amazon announced a new feature within the A+ content builder titled Brand Story, which allows sellers to set up a single version of brand-focused content and publish to all ASINs within a given brand. This feature allows the customer to learn about the brand through engaging visual content, which can be added by choosing from four pre-formatted layouts, one of which can link directly to a brand's brand store. The module is designed to provide an optimized experience on both desktop and mobile and can easily be used as a means to create consistency across an entire brand presence on the platform. This is clearly something we're encouraging all of our clients to leverage and really utilize within their catalog to drive home that branded consistency through in their experience on the platform. Moving now into our final section for the month, advertising. Got two updates for this month. Scale advertising functions and optimizations added with bulk operations. So last month, Amazon released additional functionalities to their new Bulk Sheets beta program, allowing advertisers to create, manage, and optimize a large grouping of campaigns all at once. Bulk operations can be a major time saver for advertisers with the ability to upload thousands of campaigns and optimizations in a single upload. The new functions granted will vary by each ad type. So for sponsored brands, new features include campaign creation and product targeting. Sponsored display, you'll see audiences, product targeting, and bid optimizations. And for all ad types, you'll see the ability to edit campaign and ad group names at scale. Amazon's put a lot of work into improving this bulk upload operation, which should really save advertisers a ton of time as, you know, ad strategies get more complex and as competition increases on the site. Amazon's become such a much more competitive marketplace to advertise on. Advertisers are going to find that they need to spend more time building their strategy and less doing the manual manipulations. So this beta program really works to create that dynamic for advertisers to part their time. Furthermore, we should continue to see Amazon investing in additional tools to help save advertisers more time and effort in managing their campaigns in a much more strategic way. And the last update for this section, sponsored display campaigns are now included in sponsored ads portfolios. So a long-awaited feature within portfolios has finally been released by Amazon. Now advertisers can add CPC-based sponsored displays campaigns to their new or existing portfolios within the Amazon advertising portal. The portfolios feature allows advertisers to bucketize campaigns and budgets by determined dimensions. Some common ones include product category, product line, brand, seasonality, and bidding strategies. In addition to being able to classify campaigns, the budgeting features within portfolios is a meaningful tool that allows advertisers to easily control and manage budgets at scale. Budgets can be set at the portfolio level and will automatically shut off when a determined budget threshold is reached. You can also select custom date ranges or a recurring monthly timeline on budgets. There's no better time to utilize and maximize these capabilities within Amazon's portfolios feature now that sponsored ads campaign types can now be added and is another feature set in the same vein as our previous announcement, which will save advertisers a lot of time and effort and clicks in manipulating these complex and wide-reaching search advertising strategies. This feature is available in North America and across 10 additional global marketplaces in Europe and Asia. Well, that is our list for this month's updates for February 2022. I really want to thank everyone for joining as always. Catch us again in a few weeks when we look back at the month of March 2022. Cheers, everyone.